hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family, all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at aura.com/listen. That's aura.com/listen.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Heather Shaw Is Kidding. It's me, Heather Shaw. Happy Wednesday. How you doing? How's your week going, huh? I'm getting over a nasty cold, a real bitch of a cold. If you came out to the shows last weekend in Tyler, Texas, thank you so much, and I'm so sorry I probably got you sick. I talked all about it on my Patreon episode, but look, I gave a fair warning to the audience. I did 4 shows in Tyler, Texas, fantastic shows. Shout out to Rose City Comedy, great comedy club over there in Tyler, Texas, 2 hours outside of Dallas. But your girl was struggling. I didn't want to cancel the shows, so I decided to just come out to Texas and get everybody sick. And they have bigger problems than having a cough, like I do currently. So it'll be fine. I gave people a fair warning. I said I was sick. If you want to say hi to me, that's your own problem. And a lot of people said hi to me. So I hope they're doing okay. Hope they're hanging in there. Hope it's not, killing them right now. Because I'm overcoming something. I sound a little low. I sound like one of those videos on TikTok where it's like, this is me one day on T. And I sound like 6 months on T. This is me 6 months on T. That's where my voice is right now. If I get any sicker, it's gonna advance to 12 months. This is me 1 year after T. 1 year, bitch. Shout out to trans men. We love you so much. You're the best trans men. I love you so much. My favorite thing about trans men is like most of them are 5'3". It baffles me when somebody's like, I didn't know that guy was trans. And I'm like, he's 5'3". You know, short king. Love him so much. But what do you mean? Where are the 6 foot trans men? Are they out there? I know they're out there. But all I'm seeing are the Elliot Pages. You know, Elliot Page is great. He's going through his middle school phase. He's got the bangs that you did in middle school. He's discovering himself. It's great. But he's also like 5'3". It's very fun. It's very fun. Anyways, I digress. I was in Tyler, Texas. Thank you so much for coming out. Upcoming shows, Baltimore, Maryland. I'm going back out on the road in a week or so. Baltimore, I'll be at Magoobies April 2nd. Long Island, I'm doing a weekend at Governor's at the Brokerage in Belmore, baby. Long Island, come out to those shows. Friday, Saturday shows. I think that's the 4th and 5th of April. Next weekend. And then I'm closing it out. Sunday night, I'm going over to the Mohegan Sun in Uncasville, Connecticut, baby. Can't stay away from that state. I call it the Dateline state. Because it just seems like every murder I see on Dateline takes place in Connecticut. And it's, you know, the murder of a woman in a cozy cardigan. The cozy cardigan Connecticut murder of Cassandra. That's every Dateline episode that I watch, at least. It's been a minute since I've watched any. But I'm excited. All show tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. I'll list off the cities at the end of the episode. But up top, just know there's a bunch I'm going to, and I'm probably in your city this year. So come out to a show. They're unhinged. You won't get sick, hopefully. This is the last of the sickness for a while. And please, dear God, I'm so sick of being sick, brother. Join the Patreon. Again, extra episodes of this podcast every single fucking week. This one was a little late because I was very sick and I had to recover. But it was a good one. I talk about getting followed back on TikTok by one of my all-time favorite Real Housewives of New York. One of my favorites. She followed me back. It's, you know, God is good and not real. That's what I can say about that. And I talk about how I like to collect. That's my goal online as a social media content creator, is I just want to collect comedians I adore and housewives and drag queens. That's all I need. If I just want to collect all of my favorite comedians, housewives, and drag queens. If they can follow me back, then I can die happy. And maybe some athletes, but I don't know. Most athletes I don't trust. You know, they're good at the sport, but I don't want to be alone with them in the room. You know what I mean? What else? Rate and review this podcast, bitch. You guys have been doing it. You guys have been leaving the queefs nonstop. I'm telling you, every review on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify, I see you guys commenting on Spotify because you can't really leave a review on Spotify. What the fuck goes up with that, Spotify? You don't have fucking reviews? Suck my clit. Suck my clit, bitch. But I see you. I see you commenting and posting queef. YouTube, you got to pick it up. YouTube comments, you got to pick it up. You got to start. Where's the queefs? Can you not comment queef on YouTube? That'd be fair. I could understand why that would be. Maybe don't do that. I'd like to not be demonetized over there. I make a whopping $7 on YouTube. So please, don't take that away from me. All right, let's get into the episode. And it might be a shorter episode, just so you know. I'm so sorry. If you want more, stop bitching and join the Patreon. You have 64 episodes to catch up on if you join the Patreon. Maybe 63. There's 63 extra episodes of this podcast that you could be catching up on if you've run out and want more, okay? So if this one's a little short because I'm feeling a little under the weather, let a bitch breathe. Suck my clit. I wish that could be the episode name, but... You know, you can't just throw that out there. People will start looking for my OnlyFans I don't have, you know? Well, James Carville was right about this administration. James Carville did say, hey, just let's sit back. Let's not do anything. Because, you know, a lot of people have been wondering why nobody is doing anything about this administration. And James Carville said it's going to implode upon itself. Just sit back. Let the clown car crash. And we'll be good. And it kind of seems like it's getting off the rails here. You know, there's been a leak about starting wars on Signal. Now, Signal to me, I only know Signal because when I used to do drugs, back when I was fucking cool and a loser at the same time, when I used to do drugs, I knew Signal as the drug dealer app. It's a messaging app. Where essentially everything's encrypted. I don't know. It's just for people that are so muddled. Their brain is so muddled with drugs that they think that, like, this app is legit. I can talk about selling an 8-ball on here and cops can't get to it. Nobody can see my messages. Hoop-a-doop-boo. As if, you know, anybody. I mean, the FBI could break into it in 2 seconds. Your local police department, maybe not. Maybe Eric on IT could get into it, you know? But certainly the FBI or anybody else, if you're really selling a shit ton of drugs on there. Now, everybody that I knew was selling fucking dime bags of weed. It's like, yeah, you could yell that out loud. Nobody gives a shit. You don't need a fucking encrypted Signal texting app to sell your fucking shitty rag weed. You know what I mean? But that's what I know it as. That's what I've always known Signal as, is just encrypted text messaging for people who are doing nefarious things such as cocaine, you know? There was a guy I knew in Orlando who was very heavy into ketamine. I wonder where he is now, huh? Homeless, maybe. Loved ketamine. Super into it. Was just in a permanent K-hole. By the end of the time I knew him. And he loved Signal. God, he was on that thing day and night. That's the only way he could get to him. I never wanted to get to him. So, you know, I stayed off that. But yeah, I mean, these are the people that I knew that were using Signal. I don't know who else besides drug dealers. And maybe if you're having an affair, I don't know what you're using Signal for. But I guess our government is, and that's nice. So it was a leak of classified information by Trump's national security team. Editor-in-chief of The Atlantic got invited into the chat, and you know it was drunk Pete Hegseth. Pete Hegseth is a booze hound. Now, it's really impressive because I've always wished that I could understand or feel what it feels like to drink as, like, a man. And I don't mean, like, as a man, like a macho man. I mean, like, somebody built like a man, more weight. You know, I couldn't drink heavy. When I drank, it was like I was drunk after 3 beers. I'm a lightweight. I'm frail. I'm a skeleton. You know, everything processes through me really fast. I've always wondered, and I've asked my male friends this, you know, they're bigger. They got they're bigger body. They're just some are just plain out plain old fat. I'd ask them like, man, what is what? How many beers does it take you to feel drunk? And they'd be like six, seven, eight. You know, like I was like, whoa, that's crazy. I would be fucking. That would be alcohol poisoning for me. But shout out to Pete Hegseth. He can you know run his department, I guess. Run national security as a booze hound. I mean, these are reports that he's a booze hound. It's alleged booze hound. He's still employed, you know what I mean? But there was 18 people in the Signal group chat detailing the airstrikes in Yemen and using emojis and kind of going against, you know, J.D. Vance was in there fucking big dicking himself, you know, because Trump's not involved. Because Trump, let's be real, he doesn't know how to access an app. Trump doesn't know how to, he's 78 years old, you know what I mean? He knows how to swing a golf club and he knows how to, you know, grab a woman's lip, both up top and down below. So J.D. Vance is in there big dicking. Yeah, I know publicly Trump, Daddy Trump says one thing, but I think, you know, Europeans are, I'm sick of them being freeloaders, these Europeans. I mean, real embarrassing shit that got out. Real embarrassing. Imagine you're talking as if you're, you know, behind closed doors on a fucking unsecure app. And then your fucking, your boss, your overlord, Trump, has to see this shit and be like, oh, that's how you really talk, you little bitch. You are below Elon Musk. You are below Elon Musk's human shield of a son. You are nothing. There's three things that are an issue here with the Signal app leak. You know, number one, it's an issue that these buffoons were using Signal to talk about such serious things. You know, guys, keep it in a fucking room. I mean, what are we doing? I'm surprised they weren't just like posting TikToks about it, thinking that that TikToks were private. You know what I mean? But you know what? I will also say, I kind of wish there was some more fucked up shit going on in that group chat. It seemed pretty business as usual. I wanted some fun shit. I wanted, you know, Pete Hegseth to be like, anybody know a 12-year-old girl? I want to make out real bad. None of that, you know? It's kind of disappointing. I guess they really only care about war over there. All right, but here are the three things that are bad about what has happened. Obviously, it's all bad. But number one, the use of unsecured messaging apps. That's restricted. You're not supposed to be on fucking Signal talking about intelligence services. And the app is not banned by the U.S. government, but people have been instructed to use the app sparingly and to never share classified information on it. Hey, maybe don't talk about your upcoming airstrikes on an app. I mean, you might as well just post a TikTok dance talking about the airstrikes. That's the same thing. The other issue, don't share classified info. That was, I mean, obviously, highly classified information, accidentally shared, discussed. And that is a violation of federal laws such as the Espionage Act. It doesn't matter. This administration doesn't care about rules, obviously, and we don't care to like enforce them. You know what I mean? Like Trump can break rules and nobody does anything. We just go, "That you just broke a rule." And then he goes, "Yeah." And then we go, "That's not, come on, man." That's literally all that happens. Trump breaks rules. Democrats say, "You broke a rule." Trump says, "Sure did." And then Democrats go, I didn't know if you knew that you broke through. But yeah, you know, okay. I just wanted to say, I'm wearing pink, okay? I'm not a fan of you breaking the rules. I'm wearing pink. Can't you tell? Sorry that I keep sniffling. Sniffling? I don't fucking know. The other issue is that they were not keeping proper records. This is not an administration that's going to be keeping proper records, bitch. Okay, this is, again, these are clowns, buffoons. These are people that, you know, they don't know what they're doing. Trump's first term, he was surrounded by professionals, and he burned every bridge. So now his second term, his cabinet is just like Fox News actors and like Linda McMahon. I like that he appointed Linda McMahon Department of Education and then was like, and also we're cutting that department. Like, that's so fun. That's so fun. But, you know, this is not, nothing is proper about this administration. You can't throw rules at them, or you can't be like, you have to, like, anything, official government communications have to be archived or copied, preserve the message. Like, none of that. There's no regulations in the Trump administration. That should be their tagline. I love it. I don't know. It's wild, and nothing will happen from this. I don't really care. I mean, what are we going to do, guys? They already made themselves look like an ass of themselves. And now everybody knows their plans. You know what I mean? I just wish they would have talked more about, you know, touching children. Something maybe people would care about. This is just like, you know, people will excuse this. Oh, they're just men talking. What? Men can't talk anymore? It's wild. Let's see. Kanye West. Oh, brother. This one's going to be hard for me to say. I'm just going to say it. Listen, I'm going to say retarded, okay? And you're not going to cancel me because this is part of the story, okay? I'm not personally calling anybody retarded. And also, you know, you'll be okay. Get mad at Kanye. Kanye West has tweeted out controversial tweets involving Beyonce and Jay-Z and their children. They're probably going to sue his ass. I just don't know what this guy's end game is. Is it just he's so mentally ill? Is he just so incredibly mentally... I don't know if this is mental illness or if he's just like, fuck it all. He's just really doing the most, and he's going to end up getting... Listen, if Kanye were a woman, he'd be in a conservatorship. Let's stop fucking around. This is proof of patriarchy, as if we need any proof. I mean, this is just even more of that. Kanye has done so much already, more than Britney ever did, more than Wendy Williams ever did, and he's still roaming around free with his mind. On Tuesday evening, this is not funny, it's just insane. It's just insane. It's kind of funny. On Tuesday evening, Kanye, this is a deleted tweet, by the way, but in the now deleted tweet, I don't even know what it's called, an X post. He says, wait, has anyone ever seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's younger kids? Now, I didn't even know they had younger kids. I don't keep up with the children of celebrities, you know, because I have a life. I know it sounds like I don't have a life, but I do have a life. And my life does not involve knowing the children. You know this. I don't know what Kanye's kids' names are. I think one of them is Balenciaga, I said. But I guess Jay-Z and Beyonce, do they have twins? Let me look this up before I just start talking out of my asshole. Does Beyonce have twins? Let's see. Does Beyonce have twins? I think he's talking about the... No, I just typed, does Beyonce have a BBL? Girl, I don't care. I don't think she does, but who cares? Yeah, okay, they have twins named Rumi and Sir. I didn't know that. When were they born? 2017? Oh, so Blue Ivy. I know Blue Ivy. And then they have twins. Rumi and Sir. Okay. Already, I don't like those names. But, you know, what? I'm not their parents. 2017. How old are they? 18, 19, 20, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. That's 8. Thank you. I'm bad at math. Rumi and Sir. Okay. So Kanye tweets out. I'm going to say tweet. Wait, has anyone ever seen Jay-Z and Beyonce's younger kids? No. He then added, they're retarded. No, like literally. And this is why artificial insemination is such a blessing. Having retarded children is a choice. He is insane. That is an insane thing to tweet out. Yeah, so they're retarded. Man, artificial insemination is such a blessing. You can choose to have retarded children. That's fucking insane. Dude. And to come after Jay-Z and Beyonce, they don't fuck around, dude. They might just sue him into oblivion. Probably not. But I would be more scared of, like, what Jay's going to do behind closed doors. You know what I mean? That guy's got connections upon connections upon connections. I mean, good Lord. He is, he definitely took it down. Let's see what he said, why he took it down. I know Jay-Z is driving around like, fuck, now I have to kill Kanye. I know it's going to hurt Jay-Z to kill me, but somebody's got to do it. Plus, I don't want the Jews getting credit for my murder. I also don't want Jay-Z to get in trouble for killing me. Maybe Drake's shooter, top five, can come kill me. Yeah, he knows he fucked up. He's spiraling out. He wrote, I need everyone to know that I took the post about Jay-Z and Beyonce's family down because there was a possibility of my Twitter being canceled. I love that that's the reason he took it down, by the way. He tweeted that out. Hey, you got retarded kids. Send. And then he's like, wait a minute. I got to keep my Twitter account. I got to keep spewing off this really good shit. This is gold. Yeah, I don't know. It's just, Jay-Z is gonna, yeah, I can't imagine. Now, here's the thing. Have we ever seen Rumi and Sir? I haven't. I've never seen a picture of them. Here's the other thing. Is it my fucking business? No. Does it matter? No. And Kanye, even if you're right, motherfucker, do you think anybody's going to believe you? You have lost all credibility times a million. You were selling swastikas on t-shirts. You tweeted out, I am a Nazi. Like, no one trusts you, believes you. Even, and that's the thing, like, he tells the truth a lot, I'm sure. Maybe he's telling the truth with Jay-Z and Beyonce's kids. Doesn't matter, bitch. You are not credible. You are insane. You're certifiable. Kim is about to take away all your custody. This man wants to die. I don't know what's going on with him. This is certifiable mental illness. And it's also like, damn. Is it nitrous oxide? Is it laughing gas? He doesn't give a shit. In another post, West admitted that external pressure influenced his decision, stating, somebody from my music team called me and begged me to take it down and spoke on Twitter banning me. I'm so mad I took that down. No, you're not. You just retweeted if you cared. He also lashed out at Jay-Z, referring to him as a pussy ass. I mean, I like this. I'm not a fan of Jay-Z. I'm not a fan. I think Jay-Z's done some evil shit. I think Beyonce might just be like, she's in it now, but she's never been evil like Jay-Z. I think she wants to be the best and a legend and an icon, and she is. And she's looked the other way with certain things, and she was probably groomed. And, you know, she fell into it, but she is married to a monster. I think Jay-Z has definitely done things with underage girls. He's close friends with P. Diddy. Birds of a feather kind of thing. He was linked with weird shit with Aaliyah and R. Kelly. I don't think he's at anywhere near an innocent guy. And he's very powerful. So he's a very scary figure. He also lashed out at Jay-Z, referring to him as a pussy ass and claiming Jay-Z forced him to remove the post. West further declared, my Twitter is a one-way conversion. Well, that's not even the right word. Yeah, that laughing gas has really got to his head. In other posts, West claimed Jay-Z was contemplating killing him. Yeah, I already said that. He's accused Jay-Z and Beyonce of not supporting him. Well, they're not going to support you now, bitch. It's really hard to come back from this. He is really just burning every bridge. And by the way, still, like, keeping close to people that, like, why are you calling up the diddler? Why are you posting videos with the diddler? I don't know, like, in my conspiracy mind, I would think Kanye West died a while ago, and it's just, there's somebody else pretending to be Kanye West taking Kanye West's legacy down, because this is fucking crazy. But I know that's not true. That's just super conspiracy brain. But this is just like, somebody needs to check in on this man. I don't know if we'll see Kanye West living throughout the year. I really don't at this rate. It's March and he's calling Beyonce's kids retarded. Do you know what I mean? That's hard to come back from. Will he be sued? Probably. I don't know. It's fucking crazy. And also, like, real awkward now, because if they are, then we're never going to see those kids. We're never going to see those kids. And also, you know, Beyonce just looking at him like, I just don't know if Beyonce and Jay-Z, I don't know. Because to me, that seems like a business couple that they have kids that just keep the legacy going, kind of like Kardashians, but with talent. So that's got to be a huge blow if they're just like, well, I don't know. We can put them in the Special Olympics, but certainly they're not going to be like Blue. I mean, Blue Ivy's like 12, 13. She's already, you know, dancing and on tour with her mom. You know, they put her to work. Yeah, good luck, Kanye. I don't see him living out this year at this rate. He's just, I mean, what else can he do, dude? What else can he do? He's running out of things to do. He's poking, he's prodding. It's crazy. It's absolutely crazy. All right, let's get into our ad read here, now sponsor. Lucy Brown, you know him, you love him. LUSSIBrownCoffeeBar.com. It's actually just LUSSIBrownCoffee.com. But you know, it doesn't matter. You love them. I love them. Get their coffee subscription. They're amazing. Based out of Lexington, Kentucky. Small business, queer owned. It's the best coffee shop I've ever been to, and I've been to plenty. I travel, bitch. Well, now you can enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown. And by now, I mean for the past year, and more so. You can enjoy coffee from Lucy Brown without ever leaving the comfort of your home. Get their coffee subscription. All you got to do is fill out the form on their website. Once you fill it out, you'll get coffee beans from different and exciting roasters sent straight to your motherfucking door. You don't have to leave your house for delicious coffee anymore. Lucy Brown has got you covered, whore. I'm Kanye West now. Get this coffee subscription. It's so fucking good. I have it. Every month, I mean, like clockwork, every month I get coffee sent straight to my door from Lucy Brown. And it's a good fucking deal. It's very affordable. You know, it's 20, starting as low as $20 a month. Plus, if you use Heathershaw is kidding, the code Heathershaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. That's fucking crazy. It's very cheap. It's very good. I love the coffee. I don't know any of the roasters that I'm getting coffee from, but I love every single one. I mean, these are really dedicated people. This is what they do for a living. They're small. They put care. It's good quality. You can just tell that the coffee is made with love. Unlike some bullshit factory that's just, you know, pushing out Dunkin' Donuts coffee and Starbucks coffee, and there's cockroaches crawling all over and somebody's shitting and then touching the coffee beans. It's disgusting. Get the coffee subscription and get your life right. Go to LucyBrownCoffee.com. That's LUSSI. BrownCoffee.com. Follow the coffee subscription button and get signed up today. And again, if you use Heathershaw is kidding, you'll get 10% off your first order. Use Heathershaw is kidding and get 10% off your first order. We love you, Lucy Brown. Thank you so much for being a sponsor of this show. I'm gay.
Hackers don't need much. Just one leaked password can potentially unlock a treasure trove of personal information, leading to stress, pain, and permanently wrecked credit. Don't be an easy target. Get protection by Aura today. Aura protects your identity, finances, and family all in one powerful app. Get real-time alerts, safeguard your accounts, and block scams before they happen. If identity theft strikes, we help you recover. Stay protected at Aura.com/listen. That's Aura.com/listen.
I got that T voice. This is me, 17 months after T. This is me. I think that's how Elliot Page used to sound. I'm not making fun of her. I'm just pointing out accurate things. When she was like, hey, I'm Elliot Page. You know, because a trans man, the first couple months of T, it's an adjustment. You know, but then eventually it gets down there. I've seen some burly motherfucking trans men. Some burly trans men. Buck Angel types. Woo, burly. Full thick beard. It's so cool. There's this one guy on TikTok, this one trans guy. He is like a lumberjack. Jacked. Could beat the fucking brakes off of a fucking bigoted motherfucker. You know what I mean? You don't want him going in the woman's bathroom, bitch. He's going to steal your girl. But he's got like a voice. He's got like a deep voice. It's fucking awesome. But yeah, the first couple months of trans men. Lollipop Guild. All right, let's get into some allegations here. Ooh, we love that word, allegations, on this show. We love some allegations, baby. We love them light. We love them heavy. Give them all. Do you know Joe Gatto? This is such an interesting story. This is such an interesting story. I saw it on my TikTok a couple days ago while I was sick in bed in Tyler, Texas. As you do. Scroll on TikTok all day trying not to die. Joe Gatto is one of the Impractical Jokers. I don't know the Impractical Jokers. I don't really watch. I've never watched the Impractical Jokers. It's a fun concept to me. It just wasn't my thing. But they're wildly successful. I really like Sal. I think he does stand up, which is why I like him. You know, I have an affinity towards stand up comedians. You know, I love Sal. He's done great podcasts with Joe DeRosa and Chris DiStefano, and he's great. But Joe Gatto, I don't really know. He's a 48-year-old man. He looks like one of Beyonce's twins, if you catch my drip. No, I'm kidding. He looks like the unsuccessful brother of Jerry Seinfeld. I'll say that. You know, he's fine, you know. He's been accused of behaving inappropriately towards not only one of his former employees, but also a 19-year-old. A 19-year-old. And I would say 19-year-old girl. I mean, when your age ends in teen, to me, you're still a girl. I'll say woman once you're 20. But when your age ends in the word teen, you're still a girl. I don't care what these laws are. You know, this is why it's not, what he did isn't, I mean, it is kind of illegal. He's sexually assaulted, but there's no like underage, you know what I mean? She's 19. But dude, how can you as a 48-year-old want to talk to a teenager for more than, I don't know, 4 seconds? Men are so fucking gross. Men are so gross to be like 18. Hell yeah. That teen. Dude, what? I saw this TikTok of this 19-year-old girl, and her user is Juzy B. You can look it up. I think the video is still up on her account. It's J-O-O-Z-Y-B. That's her name on TikTok. She posted it last Thursday, her story about how she got sexually assaulted by Joe Gatto. I don't know how you say his name. She brought receipts, bitch. She had all the DMs screenshot. She had pictures of when they first met. She had pictures of her bruised ass from him allegedly biting the fuck out of her ass. Dude, a 48-year-old man biting the fuck out of a 19-year-old girl's ass. If you are sitting there going, that sounds hot, you're a fucking creep, dude. That in no way is that hot to me. A teenager in a 48-year-old. Fuck that shit. You might as well just start looking at your dad banging your little sister at that point. You really like that shit? You like when an almost 50-year-old is fucking a teenager? Go watch your dad bang a little kid then. What are we doing? Ew. So basically, she detailed in the TikTok video how she met Joe Gatto. Where did she meet him? She met him at a restaurant during brunch. She went up to him with her mom. She said, oh my God, can we have a picture? He was like, hell yeah. So then she posted the picture to her story and tagged him. It was like, so cool meeting Joe Gatto. Wish I could go to the show. Whatever. He sees that. And like when people tag me on Instagram, I see it. Sometimes I'll respond. Most of the time I'll respond because usually it's something nice that they're tagging me in. So he sees that, he responds. At first it seems nice, right? He's responding to this girl and it seems innocent enough where he's just like, oh, you know, great picture, and you know, thanks so much, whatever. Now, if I was a 48-year-old man and I saw a teenager sharing a picture of me and tagging me, I'd just quickly like react to that story mention and move on in my DMs. I wouldn't be talking to her for a fucking minute. No way am I, no. Because what's the point? You know, like just fucking like it and move on. But they get to talking. Later that day, she messaged Gatto in hopes of receiving free tickets to his comedy show. He then gifted her 2 tickets and meet and greet tickets to his Milwaukee show. After the show, who she attended alone, she took a photo with him at the meet and greet and then went home. And while she went home, she started drinking with her roommate because she's a 19-year-old girl. Because she's a 19-year-old girl. What the fuck were you doing as a 19-year-old? You go home, you drink. Shut the fuck up. I'm so sick of these victim blaming shit. I can already hear people going like, oh, so she was drinking and she starts messaging Gatto on Instagram. Now, she didn't start it. And it doesn't fucking matter if she reached out to him. She's 19. He's 48. Someone in this situation's a full grown adult who has paid taxes for four decades. Even if she messaged him first, it doesn't fucking matter. Just because a teenager messages you first doesn't mean she's in the wrong. Let's get on with it. They get to talking because she probably shared her photo from the meet and greet to her story. Oh my God, thanks for the free tickets. He responds. They get to talking again. Now again, I saw these messages because she posted them to her TikTok as proof. And, you know, they were just talking innocently, whatever. And then she goes, I was drunk, whatever. And he was texting me all the stuff. And then, like, it was starting to get a little weird, you know? Because it went from, like, nice. It went from, like, oh, my God, thanks so much for coming to the show. So what did you end up doing after? You know, that's when it gets into, like, oh, he's not trying to just be like, thanks for coming to the show. So great. So glad you enjoyed it. And leave it at that, right? Which already saying that is, like, way too much to a 19-year-old girl. Sorry. I don't give a fuck. That's so weird. But then he gets into, like, oh, so like, what'd you end up doing after the show? What do you want to, you know, getting into that kind of shit innocently, like kind of just feeling out like what's going on here. I'm sure she told him she was drinking, you know. She then claimed that after their initial conversation, Gatto put the messages in vanish mode. Vanish mode is a setting when users send each other disappearing messages and other content in Instagram chats that disappear when someone leaves the chat or turns the mode off. So it's like, okay, you might as well just get on Signal at this point, dude. Do you think that does anything? Dude, all these features on all these apps, they're all bullshit. It's all just for you to think that you have some control. You don't. Nothing is real. Snapchat? Oh, the messages go away after you view it. Yeah, Chris D'Elia, he found out that one the hard way. People can just screenshot shit, bitch. And this girl did screenshot. She then alleged that he gave her instructions on how to get to his hotel. So she agrees to go to his hotel. 19-year-old girl who's been drinking, okay? And it doesn't fucking matter. I don't want to hear anybody blaming a 19-year-old girl. Well, why'd you go to his hotel? Because she's a fucking idiot. She's 19 years old. She has no life experience, and she's been drinking, and this is a big power dynamic. A man who she was like, oh my God, that's a big comedian. That's a celebrity. Somebody she went up to asking for a photo is now like giving her attention. Whoa. And she's a fucking child. And they don't think right. It's not her fault, okay? It's a 48-year-old man inviting a 19-year-old who he knows who's been drinking to his room. That's who's at fault, okay? So none of this weird patriarchal, oh, well, why did she go to the hotel then? Because she's a fucking 19-year-old dummy, okay? You should be asking yourself, why is a 48-year-old man inviting a teenager to his hotel? Ew. That's the only question that should be coming out of your mouth. I'm so sick of these dumb fucking, it's like early 2000s bullshit rhetoric that happens around sexual assault that's kind of making a comeback. You know what I mean? Well, what was she wearing? Why was she drinking? Why did she do this? Why did the 48-year-old man do any of this shit? This guy's been around the block. Well, I mean, we know why he did it, but the question should be, why is he inviting a teenager to his hotel room and putting shit in vanish mode thinking that does shit, motherfucker? I'm surprised he even knew about that feature at his age. She then alleged that he gave her instructions on how to get to his hotel. Upon arrival, she said, somebody led me to the elevator and somebody was on the elevator with me and pressed the button. While she did not go into detail about what allegedly happened next between her and Gatto, she alleges some stuff happened. Yeah, she's, you know, it's uncomfortable. You want all the details from somebody who just had a weird sexual experience with a 50-year-old? The TikToker then showed an image from the hotel and showed a timestamp of 2:26 a.m., claiming that's when she left the hotel. Ugh, God. She concluded the video. As she concluded the video, she said, "I've been wanting to tell people this for so long. I've like tried in different ways, but it's hard with somebody this big. I've come to the realization that if I do say something, that I'm really saying something." Well, see how dumb she is? That makes, I don't know what the fuck she's talking about. This is somebody that should not be going to anybody. You know, this is just a kid. She uploaded a TikTok montage of photos that they took together before the alleged encounter and alleged screenshots of their conversations. She then uploaded another TikTok shortly after of just an image of a bruised butt, which she alleged occurred from Gatto biting her. She said, "Yes, he did SA me. Yes, he had just gotten back together with his wife. I'm sorry you guys don't want to hear it, but, you know." Yikes. Not a good look. He was exiting. Oh, he left the show. He left the show in 2022. I didn't know that. Due to some issues in my personal life. Yeah, this guy's got a lot of issues. This guy's got a big issue. He announced his split with his wife in 2023. They got back together. I don't know about now. Probably not now. And let me guess, what broke up your marriage? Probably infidelity, maybe. You're just banging anything left and right. You don't care. I mean, I wonder if this guy has kids. That's what's really creepy. Joe Gatto kids. Let's see. Hopefully not. Because that might, honestly, that might. Oh, he has two children. God damn. Jesus. Does he have a daughter, you think? A daughter named Milana. God, gross, dude. See, this is the cognitive dissonance that men have that is so incredibly impressive. How do you have a daughter? A daughter. And then you can go to a 19-year-old, an age you know your daughter's going to be one day, and proceed to bite the ass of the 19-year-old and invite her to your hotel room. And you have a wife at home that's taking care of your kid. Ew, guys, the cognitive dissonance that men have sometimes, not all men, don't worry, not all men, just men like this, it's fucking unreal. Okay, so then he gets accused again of behaving inappropriately towards one of his former employees, because this is what happens. A lot of people go, oh, now everybody's just coming out. No, people feel comfortable, right? Somebody shares a story, some 19-year-old girl's like, I have nothing to lose, and this is a true thing that happened to me, and here are the receipts, bitch. You know what I mean? And then other people feel like, okay, I can come out and tell my story now. It's called solidarity, bitch. He's been accused of behaving inappropriately towards one of his former employees. And he denied the sexual assault allegations from the 19-year-old. It's just embarrassing. It's so embarrassing. An anonymous woman who claimed she worked for Gatto while he was on Impractical Jokers said he acted in a way that she describes as sexual harassment. She first listened to this. This is when it gets gross. And this guy's like borderline pedoing. He's borderline Geppetto. Geppettophile. He's a borderline Geppettophile. Okay. This woman says she first met Gatto when she was 15. But when she turned 18, his behavior toward her changed, becoming much more flirtatious. Because in this guy, you know, these are the men that lust after fucking teenagers, children, 14-year-olds, and go, just wait till you're 18 and then it's not illegal for me to penetrate you. Fucking ew. Men, you are the most likely to sexualize children. Sorry. You don't see women on To Catch a Predator. So don't get offended when I'm calling men gross. Men love to sexualize children. And then stick to the, well, 18's not illegal. God, can we up that age to like never? She claims Gatto would ask for back massages, invite her to his room to cuddle, and allegedly ask frequent questions about her sex life. God, and he's like, he literally looks like just like a dad. He looks like just like a Jerry Seinfeld knockoff, like a Timu version, like how I'm Timu version of Jim Carrey. This guy looks like Timu version of Jerry Seinfeld. Maybe that's why he left the show. Personal reasons are like, you're about to get a lawsuit, motherfucker. You're creepy. You know what I mean? Worth noting. Gatto was accused of sexual assault by a user, now deleted. Gatto denied the claims to us, saying he'd used poor judgment in the past and has therefore violated the trust of the people he loves. but is confident anyone who knows him knows he wouldn't assault anyone. It's a thin line assault, right? Nobody knows what went on behind those closed doors with the 19-year-old girl and him. Was there consent? Maybe. She's uncomfortable. She's in this guy's room. It's a power dynamic. You know, she's making dumb decisions. You tell me when you were a fucking teenager, you didn't make dumb decisions. Are you clean? Before you go judging, are your hands clean? You know what I'm saying? Before you sit back and go, this 19-year-old is asking for it. Think about it. All the dumb shit you did. I did so much. I should be dead 300 times over. I should have died a million times as a teenager. You know, people do dumb shit as a teenager because our brains aren't developed and we're kids. And that's just that. So who knows if she consented to sex or if she felt pressured to consent to sex or if she just wanted to get it over with. Just this is not what she wanted out of her celebrity encounter. You know, who knows what happened? Sexual assault, maybe it wasn't forced. Maybe she consented fully. But there is a huge, there's a huge issue with the power dynamic, number one. There's a huge issue with the age of the two parties involved here. When you have a 48-year-old man and a 19-year-old girl, it gets a little fucked up. You know what I mean? It gets a little fucked up. And him just saying, I wouldn't assault anyone. I just have poor judgment. You don't have poor judgment. You're a fucking creep. You're a creep who hits on 19-year-olds in Instagram DMs. You're just a man. That's just what you do. You know what I mean? Shout out to Lana. It's disgusting. But I mean, and that 19-year-old doesn't want anything from this guy, number one, because a lot of people are defending Joe Gatto going, no, I don't believe this story. I don't believe it. Women are never believed. Girls are never believed. It's just what it is. Some get believed more now, but even now we come out with this shit. Why'd you go to his hotel room then? I forgot the part where she's like a 35-year-old confident woman who knows what she's doing in life. Oh, no. She's a 19-year-old girl. Yeah, there's a lot of people saying this kind of rhetoric. She doesn't want anything. She's not pressing charges. She's just telling a creepy story of something that happened to her. You know, she's not looking for money. And when women come forward, and girls, especially when a fucking child comes forward, a teen comes forward and has a story like this, that's pretty brave. Because they know, we all know they're going to get a lot of shit. There's a lot of people that are going to have their back, like me. But there's also going to be a lot of people who are going to give them shit. You know what I mean? And that kind of shit can also like lead to, you know, there's a lot of times where people end up taking their lives because they came forward with a sexual assault story and everybody shit on them and called them a liar. And then they just end their lives because it's like, what's the point? Is this supposed to be a comedy podcast? Sorry. We got deep and dark. Joe Gatto was a fucking creep. That's just good to know, I guess. You know what I mean? I don't think anything will come of it, but there's another guy we know. You know who's not a creep? Pedro Pascal. Pedro Pascal, for now. I mean, this is the thing. It's like, God, can we get one good guy? I think Pedro's a good guy. You know why he's a good guy? Because he's gay, allegedly. I think he's gay, guys. There's a new, like, they're trying to, I remember what last week when I talked about Tom Cruise, it's like they're trying to push Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal dating. I mean, I don't know if they're trying to push that or what's going on, but like, that's not a thing. Pedro Pascal's gay. He's so gay. Is he gay? I think he's gay. Pedro Pascal gay. Because I thought he was dating. While there are rumors and fan speculation about his sexuality, he's not publicly confirmed or denied. So he's gay. He doesn't have kids. He's never been married. He's a gay guy. I thought he was banging. I think it'd be really fun if Pedro Pascal started dating Bradley Cooper. That'd be fun, right? Excuse me. I'm snotting everywhere. Yeah, stop trying to push a heterosexual relationship with Jennifer Aniston. I love Jennifer Aniston. She seems like a fun time. Oh, Pedro. Oh, your dick. Oh. You know, love Jennifer Aniston. But let's not fool ourselves. Jennifer Aniston and Pedro Pascal are not banging. Pedro Pascal needs to be banging Bradley Cooper, bitch, because Bradley's another one that needs to stop playing around. He's fucking gay. You're a faggot, bitch. Come out. Sorry. I get very excited. But it just goes back to that Tom Cruise story yesterday. Excuse me. I got to get the fuck out of here, guys. I'm so sick. The last story I'm going to talk about before I have a conniption fit and die. All right. Sorry. That's very dramatic. I'm like such a man when I get sick. I'm like, I'm just such a baby. 23andMe, if you had 23andMe, delete your data before it's too late. I don't know what the fuck is going on with 23andMe. They're going bankrupt, I guess. If you signed up for 23andMe, that's on you, bitch. Girl, if you're a white person and you're like, let me see where I come from, sit the fuck down. You're white, bitch. You won the lottery. Sit the fuck down. That's just a comment on, that's not, by the way, don't take that as me being like white power. It's just a comment on white privilege, all right? When I say you won the lottery as a white person, I know there's white people that struggle. I know. I'm just saying. Generally speaking, white people have it much easier than literally anybody else. Anyone who shared their DNA with 23andMe, by the way, 23andMe sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio describing his dream date. Doesn't it? Anyone who shared their DNA with 23andMe needs to delete their data from the genetic information service before the company is sold to the highest bidder. So says a tech columnist sounding the alarm on future consequences. Listen, I'm not keeping the mouth farts to a minimum. You can suck my clit. Jeffrey Fowler, who writes about technology in the Washington Post, so the company is going under and is heading to court to sell its assets. And Jeffrey warns there's a risk people's DNA data could be sold or transferred somewhere else. Somebody's going to just pick up your DNA. I don't know what they do with your DNA. This is all above me. This is above me now. I don't care. Like, what are they going to do with it? Oh, this person's quarter Irish. Oh, my God. Whoa. This person said they were Native American and they're not at all, bitch. They're just German. I don't understand. I never understand the whole, they're selling your data. Sell away, bitch. What do you want? I'm a 37-year-old white lesbian who looks like Jim Carrey. What do you need from me? You want to know my likes and interests? Great, have it. I don't give a fuck. Spy on my phone, bitch. I know that there's a principle there that we should not have Big Brother spying on us, but like, let's get so fucking real. Can we get so fucking real? Everything is spying on us, bitch. If you're not doing anything wrong, whatever. Your life is boring. My life is boring. It's fine. You're just watching me take shits on my phone and watching me watch Real Housewives of Salt Lake City and watching me talk to my phone about current events and pop culture. Great. Have at it, bitch. That's your spank bank material. Jeffrey says, though, that folks can log on to 23andMe and delete their data before it ends up somewhere else. I don't know what that means. Jeffrey explains there may be more implications in the future as technology advances. We don't know. Okay, so somebody could use your DNA for bad. Somebody could make a robot in your DNA, I guess. I don't know. I mean, people can't afford healthcare, so I really don't care what happens. I got to get out of here. I'm so sorry this has been a shorter episode. I really hung in there. I really went hard on Joe Gatto. You'd think I was a 19-year-old's ass the way... He got beat up. I don't know if that makes sense. I'm trying. I beat up Joe Cotto so much you'd think he was a 19-year-old's ass and I was him. Okay. We got there. Let me read off some the shows I'm going to be going to. Again, Baltimore, Long Island, Uncasville, coming up soon. Chicago, New Brunswick, New Jersey, New York City. Please come out to the New York City shows. I'm at Rodney's in Manhattan. Come out to those. I'm doing a weekend in New York City. Bridgeport, Connecticut, St. Louis, Boston, Napa, California for the Napa Valley Stream Fest, Flagstaff, Arizona, Phoenix, Poughkeepsie, New York, Los Angeles, Bristol, Tennessee, Westchester, PA, Royal Oak, Michigan, Louisville, Kentucky, Nashville, Tennessee, Eau Claire, Wisconsin, Colorado Springs, Colorado, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Massillon, Ohio, Fort Wayne, Indiana. And coming up, we're going to add shows in Batavia, Illinois, Minneapolis. Tickets will be on sale soon. I'm doing a weekend in Minneapolis. Columbus, Ohio. Tickets will be on sale soon. What? Tickets will be on sale. I sound like Caitlyn Jenner. Tickets will be on sale soon. Portland, Maine, and more. All tickets at heathershawcomedy.com. Join the Patreon if you've run out of episodes to listen to. There's 64 fucking episodes, or about that, 63 or 64. I guarantee it. Over there on Patreon, patreon.com/heathershawcomedy. And don't stop leaving some queef reviews, motherfucker. You guys are fantastic. I love you so much. I'm sorry I'm sick this episode, guys. I'm so sorry. I really am. I'll be better for next week. I just want to breathe again, you know? One day I'll breathe again. Thank you for listening. Stay safe out there. Stay gay. All right. See ya.
When it comes to fungicides, there's only one way to spell yield. N-E-O. Miravis Neo is the 2024 number one retailer recommended corn fungicide for a reason. It dominates spots, rots, blights, and stress to out-yield competitive brands like Veltima. And there's 6 years of university data to prove it. Ask your Syngenta retailer about using Miravis Neo for more yield more often.
Based on 2024 Stratus Retailer Efficacy Study. Always read and follow label instructions.